The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Jonathan Healy filling in for Kieran Cuddihy on this Thursday evening on The Hard Shoulder. Lovely to have you with us. If you're wondering how bad the potholes are where you are, you can visit newstalk.com right now because we have the story up there about what county is the worst and indeed how bad they are. The number of complaints, there's a lot of them around. In Meath, there was 3,366 complaints. Limerick, 4,232. Kerry, 4,403. Dublin, it's a big place, you know, 5,157. But the number of complaints for potholes in Cork was 14,110. This is in a period between 2022 and 2024. And I tell you, this does not come as a surprise to this particular presenter, because as you may know, I do not live in Dublin. I am here today, but I normally live in Cork. And I have gone through 3 full replacement tyres over the period of 6 months. And it was devastating when it happened, because tyres are expensive, particularly when these tyres were not, they weren't old, they weren't coming close to the end of life, but they blew out, which means that they were gone beyond use. First one happened at a point on the Commons Road. If you're from Cork, it's the main road. It's the N20, a dual carriageway, just outside Cork City. And I hit a pothole and I had to go and get the tyre replaced. I didn't put a claim in, didn't bother making an issue of it, because I just thought, you know, I'm unlucky and that's fine. About 6 weeks later, driving down, hit a separate pothole, a picture of which is up on the Hard Shoulders Twitter page this evening. And that also blew the tyre out immediately, straight away, red flashing light, you know, you're goosed here, mate. Of course, nobody has spare tyres anymore. I had to go and thankfully found a place that changed it late. The roadway was so degraded at this point that it was about an inch and a half deep, this pothole, and it had gone down to the substructure, which was actually a lattice-y thing that I found out online is put at the bottom of the road surface to help draw water away. That's how deep this was, and it was not a surprise. I did complain about that one. Amazingly, it was fixed about a day and a half later. Who'd have thought that, eh? And I put a claim in and I got 280 something euro back for the tyre, because it was, long story short, run flat, cost more. I'm not alone, because these listeners in Cork aren't happy about how many potholes they see in the roads.
The back roads are shocking. They're leaving them to rot. They're spending money on main road, fair enough. Everybody uses the main road. They need to look at all aspects here.
If you go to Kerry, the difference in the roads. You drive on the smooth road, it's like amazing. It's like being in another country. It's just so different than it is in Cork. It really needs to change. For years, it's the same.
I did have potholes and I complained about it. They told me to take pictures, and when they did send them in, I heard nothing.
It was raining and I hit a pothole and I burst my tyre. And it cost me, I had to get a taxi, you know, and I was annoyed about it. Very stressful.
I actually had to buy 2 tyres last week because we went down a pothole off in Grown. 90 euro a tyre.
When a pothole does appear, it does take a long time before they're repaired. They just get worse and worse until they are repaired.
Every time you look, they're digging up the holes. Then they're covering them up. You look again, they're digging them up again. Every time you look, there's roadworks.
And roadworks are one thing, but potholes that don't get repaired is another. That was something that was done by our colleagues in Cork's Red FM. Councillor Joe Kavanagh, first of all, former Lord Mayor of Cork, is on the line. Joe, I think this happened pretty much in your ward. Why did you leave such a big pothole for me to fall into?
We knew you were coming, Jonathan. No, absolutely. Listen, I have to say, there are potholes out there, as you know. Any time you go around Cork City, if you look hard enough, you will always find a pothole. There's lots of roadworks go on, as one of your listeners alluded to there. And the important thing, different companies come in, different services, they dig up the roads, etc., etc. And sometimes they're not repaired as well as we would like. And that's always been an issue with us as elected members. Now, the other thing you've got to remember here too, Jonathan, you know, the back roads, obviously, and out in the county, it isn't great either. And the back roads and the highways and the byways, there's certain roads that maybe don't get the care and attention they should be getting. But Cork is the fastest growing city in the state at the moment, by some distance. And, you know, as you know, in 2019, our city boundary was also extended. And we've over 61 projects ongoing from an infrastructure development perspective, everything from
Joe, come on. I know it's a big place, but we have, what is it, three times as many complaints about potholes as Dublin, and Dublin has a lot of roads as well. I'm not buying the argument that we're a big place and that's why it happens more. How much of it is down to the fact that you don't have the budget you need to fill the potholes?
Yeah. Well, absolutely. I mean, it's trying to... potholes and things like footpaths are issues that we address on virtually a daily basis at this stage. Funding is of critical importance, you know, and obviously manpower is also of critical importance. And the digging up of roads to by various service companies such as Irish Water and various other companies, you know, they're doing a kind of a multi-year project now at the moment, relaying all the pipes. So a lot of the roads have been dug up and not been replaced with permanent surfaces. And potholes do appear on these roads. The roads are a hell of a lot busier now, Jonathan, than they were even 5 or 6 years ago, you know.
No, that doesn't mean that they shouldn't be fixed. When I mean, like, how often how often is the solution, man in the back of a truck with a shovel full of tar, throw it out, pothole fix, move on, 2 weeks later, pothole back?
That does happen. I've seen it happen. Seen it happen up in my own local area, up in Mayfield one day, a guy in the back of a truck and a shovel full of tar, and it rained shortly after, so it didn't last too long, but it was permanently filled and repaired a couple of weeks later. But in the meantime, a lot of people and trucks and so on would go over that area as such. Yeah. Look, at the end of the day, it's all about funding, it's all about manpower, it's all about resources, and it's about actually... The main roads in the city are not the worst, Jonathan, to be quite honest with you, for such a big city.
Joe, I hate to say it to you. I live in the county as opposed to living in the city. And in the county, they have a very fancy machine that will come along and it'll fix the pothole, and it does it very well. And I'm not saying that we haven't got potholes in the county. We certainly do. And we have enough of them. But they seem to do a better job at fixing them.
Well, in fairness to our lads inside in City Hall, they do a good job in fixing them too. They don't fix all of them, and they don't fix them all in a timely manner, but they do repair the potholes. They're out there on a daily basis.
Yeah. Tommy Gould.
I have to defend them, to be honest.
You're doing it. Thomas Gould, Sinn Féin TD for Cork North Central. I know you don't want to speak ill of anyone working hard in the local authorities, because they do work hard and they could do with more resources that they don't have. But why do you think Cork has more complaints than anywhere else?
Well, there's a couple of factors. Number one, and no disrespect to Joe, but all you're hearing out of Joe is excuses. Typical Fianna Gael, Fianna Fáil, the government.
Potholes don't have palace parties. Hang on, go on.
No, but the issue here is, if you don't give the funding and you don't do the work, then you're going to get the potholes. And I was listening to you, Jonathan. I mean, you would travel around the county and the city a lot, going to matches and going to different events. The roads are scandalous in Cork. Scandalous. And we've been saying this for years. We've been looking for money. The problem for Cork City Council is they don't have enough of a budget to do the work that needs to be done. And then central government have cut funding to local authorities. And as your survey shows, this just isn't a Cork issue. This is a national issue. But it's particularly bad in Cork, with over 14,000 complaints in 3 years. And can I tell you, Jonathan, loads of people don't lodge the complaints. They don't bother. They just keep going because...
Well, I didn't for the first one. It's when it happened the second time, I definitely did. So I don't know how many people would be the same as me, suck up the first one and then be annoyed at the second.
And you see, the thing now is, like, at the end of the day, people are paying road tax. They're paying local property tax. They're paying income tax. And they're not getting... Like, you should be able to drive down the road. And the thing about this, Chandler, this can be very dangerous. Like, you're travelling, if you're travelling at night on a road and you hit a pothole and you get a blowout, right, and you have your family or yourself or your children in the car, it can be quite dangerous. And also, we have the situation, if you're a cyclist and you're on a road by night, a busy road, and you go into a pothole. So there's serious health and safety concerns here. And, like, just saying that we don't get them all done, that's not good enough. That's the local authority's job. And can I tell you,
but if they don't get the funding, how is it the local authority's job if they don't have the funding to repair it? And let's face it, Cork does have a lot of roads, as do other counties. I'm not saying that they should have a special compensation, but should Cork get an extra few bob because of how much they have?
Of course we should, because we're the biggest county in the island. And the thing about it, the local authority will do the job if they get the money and they get the staff. But what we saw after the austerity of 2007 and 2008, all local authorities were gutted of staff. And then they were stopped from getting funding from central government. And people are saying, no, how come things are so bad now? They've been bad for years, but because of cuts and because of lack of money from central government, and this all goes back to Fianna Fáil and Fianna Gael privatisation, they want to send it out to contractors and take it off of local government.
George, you want to respond to that quickly? Because I have a lot of texts I want to get to.
Yeah, look, I'm not going to play politics with it, really, to be honest with you, Jonathan. At the end of the day, I mean, what I will say is that I have to defend the local authority inside the roads department, and I've been talking to quite a number of them today to get some basic information on these issues. And it does come down to a lack of funding. It does come down to the size of, and Tommy is right, we are the largest county in the country geographically. We are the largest city, but by the same token, we need to up our game in terms of having our particularly our main roads, should be top of the range roads in terms of the surface, and not to be dilapidating at the rate they're going, not to mention the state roads around the city and also footpaths, which are a huge issue.
Okay, some of the texts that are coming in relation to this. Silliest thing the government did was to reduce road tax to under €200 for many vehicles. The money should have been ring-fenced for councils to repair roads. I pay €710 a year on my 2006 car. It's way too much. It is way too much. Maybe it's because you have a 2006 car that probably has about an 8-litre engine by the sound of it. But even if you did pay 710, it goes into the general pot and therefore isn't given on the roads. Someone else says, now you know how cyclists feel. Another listener points out that Cork has the largest road network, was also hit by storm flooding in 2023. And I know that. I mean, somebody was saying to me earlier on how much there is across the road. I think there's something like 12,000 kilometres of road in Cork County alone. Which is probably why they need to get more funding so that they can fix that storm flooding, because if it's happened in 2023, it's now 2025. You'd think they'd have fixed it in 2 years. In the UK, you can claim from the council for a new tyre if damaged by a pothole. You can do that here too. Not exactly easy, but you can do it. I did and I got my £280 back. So if you do get damaged, throw it in. They'll fix the pothole fairly quickly then. And one more says, Jonathan, stop putting your own down. Cork is the largest county in the country. So it goes without saying, more roads, more potholes, more complaints. Tommy Gould, I mean, I know there are many things worrying us at the moment in this world of ours, but are you getting a lot of complaints about that?
Yes, and Jonathan, there was a lady spoke earlier about Granabrach, where I live. It's in the heart of the city. If you can't get the city roads right, and it's not just in Granabrach, it's you place it there in Bandoff, in Kerrypike, Cloheen, Tor. People are contacting me constantly. But the one other big issue here, Jonathan, is utility companies like the ESB, Bord Gáis, but in particular Irish Water, digging up the roads and not reinstating the roads. And can I say this now? We have a situation up by Apple Computers, 6,000 people working up there, right? The road had been resurfaced, painted, done, perfect. And Irish Water came up and dug it up, put down the pipe, tarmacad it over it, and no bus connects are going to come in and dig it up again to realign the roads. We need coordinated thinking. We need people working together, and the council has to get a grip with Irish Water to make sure that the roads are returned properly, because it's not good enough.
We can't have perfection, but let's at least try for a bit of it. I know, Joe Cavanagh, the teams do a lot. They just don't have enough to do what they need to do. Tommy Gould, Sinn Féin TD for North Central in Cork, thank you very much as well. Look, I know that roads will fall into disrepair from time to time. The one I hit was adjacent to a manhole. I don't know what happened, but that's where it was. And it was there for days, until such time as I fell into it and burst my tyre. This happens everywhere. And so many people have gotten in contact about issues that they're having. I'm a female Dublin cyclist, says this texter. I don't know how many times I've lost my balance with potholes. Once I fell off my bike, it's so annoying. Are you compensated for damage to the car? Said another listener. I had an incident after numerous emails with pictures of damage to the car. The council said it was a pothole at an air grid on the road. Air did compensate for damage, but where do we stand if it's a random pothole? Well, the council is responsible primarily for the road. Potholes, belong to them. They're potholes, personally. Problem repairs are not properly done. A few years ago, council workmen started throwing tar under the wheels of cars as they passed. I think they do that because then your car very kindly smooths it in and does that, and that's part of the process, I think. And one more, Cavan. Trevor in Cavan. How are you doing, Trevor? Hi, Jonathan. Potholes here are serious. Met a horse on a road the other day. He was down in a pothole eating grass from the verge. Yeah, avoid that one anyway, Trevor. Fair play to you for highlighting this serious issue. All the counties are listed up there. See where yours is. Go to newstalk.com.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on Newstalk.